Palin announced her candidacy in February after she tweeted a response to Chaffetz's controversial remark about choosing between healthcare and an iPhone. Her tweet was shared widely, and she started a crowdfunding pack that quickly raised hundreds of thousands of dollars. As a family physician, Allen says her number one issue is getting healthcare for everyone.
I mean, I live that. I know what it's like to have no insurance. I know what it's like to have terrible insurance where you can't get specialty care. And that's what keeps people awake in the middle of the night.
Even though she has nearly $700,000 in her campaign war chest, Allen faces an uphill battle in the 3rd District, which is one of the most conservative congressional districts in the country. But she's hoping to follow the national trend of special elections with competitive Democrats in conservative districts.
You saw what happened with Ossoff and all the other ones. I don't think I have any trouble keeping in the public eye.
With the race for the Republican nomination headed for a primary, Allen notes her GOP challenger won't emerge for another 2 months.
While they're trying to figure out who their nominee is, I will be introducing myself to the community, and I've already made many trips in the district.
And she says she'll keep fundraising. Allen says she's added about $100,000 in the past month when Chaffetz announced his plans to resign early. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.